Okay, today's date is January 9th, 2023. I'm here with my mom,
Danielle Lee.
And I'm Michaela Orta. Okay, mom, what do you identify as in your race?
African American and Asian.
Okay, and where are you from?
Mostly Hawaii.
Okay, and where did you grow up?
Hawaii and North Carolina.
Okay, and what would you say, which place that you've grown up, Hawaii or North Carolina, has affected you the most, like, to this day?
Like, in a negative aspect?
In a positive aspect. Or negative, too, if it affected you negatively.
I would say North Carolina probably affected me more negatively, and then Hawaii more positively.
Okay. And have you ever experienced racism in either place?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know the meaning of racism?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the meaning of racism?
Basically is when a certain person of whatever ethnicity does not like a different person of ethnicity, just simply of them being that race.
Okay. And what does it mean to you?
What does it mean?
Like, is it not important to you, but like, you're like, when someone says the word racism, do you just like brush off your shoulder? Does like,
no, I take it, like, I take it very seriously. I mean, I think racism only isn't just about race. You can be racist towards certain things people say, certain things that people do. It's not necessarily skin color.
Do you think racism will ever go away?
Nope.
Why is that?
Because people tend to live how they want to live. They're not going to follow anybody else's rules, so they're going to continue to do what they want. They're going to make their own choices, and as long as there's not any consequences, then the world will never change.
Yeah, I agree. Have you ever experienced racism growing up?
Yes. I have.
When the times that you did, or the time or times that you experienced racism, does it still affect you to this day? Like the events that happened, or what happened, like affect you to this day?
I would say it. I wouldn't say that it still affects me, but every now and then it'll cross my mind in certain areas or whatnot, wherever I'm at.
Have you ever seen someone like that you cared about, or even a stranger, experience racism and done anything about it, or do you just like look and try to stay away from it?
Yes, I've been around quite a few. There's been quite a few times where I've been around when someone was being treated differently because of their race. A lot of when I was young and growing up, and then a few times as an adult, and of course, as an adult. You would, as much as you would want to say something, there's just not, you never know what's going to happen. Speaking up and standing up for somebody like that, it's kind of a bad thing to say, but to the victim of the racism, what I would do instead of trying to say something to the other person, you just show a little bit more compassion to them. Especially if they're different from your race.
Okay, I agree. Have you ever said anything or jumped into situations?
No. Again, I just would show that person compassion. Not unless it was someone that I knew.
So if it was a stranger, you would stay quiet?
I think like, as much as, again, like, as much as I would like to stand up for somebody, in today's world, standing up for someone could get you and put you in a situation. And in today's world, again, you really don't know what the other person is capable of. And yes, it's just words. It could be something as simple as, you know, grow up, leave them alone, what have you. But me personally, I wouldn't put myself in a situation like that, because racism is something very serious. And if you go accusing or pointing at or making accusations of someone being racist, then it could just escalate very quickly.
Do you think racism will get worse?
I honestly could not say if it's going to get worse or not. Some days it looks like it's on the up and up, and then in the news it's same thing that people and were fighting against centuries ago.
Are there any anti-racism groups that you stand behind?
No.
Okay, and do you believe that there's a certain group that experience way more racism than other ethnic groups? Like a certain race that believes?
Yes, black people.
Do you think that
black people will always experience the most racism, no matter what a black person accomplishes?
Do you think that'll get worse for them with the Black Lives Matter protests and the police brutality?
There is really no yes or no to that question, because, again, you just don't know.
Okay, and is there any advice as your daughter that you, or someone else, that you would give that's experiencing racism, if that ever came across them?
I would honestly just say that before you accuse anyone of being racist, make sure you understand what being racist truly means, because it's something very serious. It's a label, and you kind of don't want to be stuck with that type of label of being a racist when you're truly not.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.